Hello, and welcome to today's podcast, where I will be discussing Steve Shenkin's book, Bomb, The Race to Build and Steal the World's Most Dangerous Weapon. This book is nonfiction and took place in the mid-1900s. Though this book is nonfiction, if I hadn't known any better, I would have thought it was fiction or historical fiction, because in some parts of this book, the contents are so crazy that I would have thought they were made up. Throughout this book, there are four different parts. These parts of the book are helpful to separate the topics and organize the book better for the reader. In this book, they start off with a character intro, where they spend a section of the book talking about background information and discussing the bomb and how when fission occurs, that is what makes the bomb dangerous. They go through some of the main characters to give the reader a sense of connection and grounding in the story. As the book moves on through the timeline of the bomb's creation, scientists in multiple different countries are scrambling to create this destructive bomb to overpower all of the other countries. After Japan bombs Pearl Harbor, the U.S. is shown a pertinent reason to have the bomb instead of just having it in stock in case anyone is causing destruction to the country. Soon after, Hitler stops the war in Europe, which ensures that the U.S. does not have to bomb anywhere in Europe for the time being. Eventually, the U.S. scientists have finished researching and constructing the world's first uranium bomb, and it will be tested at the Trinity testing site to ensure there are no issues with the bomb and that it actually works. 23 days later, after the successful test of the uranium bomb, President Harry Truman clears them to drop a bomb over the town of Hiroshima, a coastal city in Japan. After the U.S. dropped this bomb and another one in a nearby city, Japan officially surrendered, which ended World War II. In this book, there are two main topics or ideas. The first one is to teach people about the bomb, along with its story and history. Towards the end of the book, one of the main characters talks about how destructive this weapon really is, and Robert Oppenheimer, the main scientist on the project, spoke his famous quote, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds." Shenkin emphasizes the fact that if this bomb had gotten into the wrong hands, like Hitler's, there could have been much more destroyed than the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This second topic feels like a warning call, emphasizing how dangerous it really is and why some of the scientists feel guilty for working on this project, because they know they have brought an irreversible change to the world and each country's respective militaries. Overall, this book was an outstanding choice because of its exquisite storytelling and compelling characters. Compared to Fahrenheit 451, another book I've recently read, the characters are better introduced in this book, and at the beginning of the story, the reader gets a better understanding of the story, whereas in Fahrenheit 451, you just have to jump into the middle of the storyline. All in all, this book is a wonderful choice for readers of all types. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast, people. We will see you next time.